Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Last week, our next-door neighbors celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. They had planned for a wonderful vacation and celebration, but COVID-19 interrupted those plans. So instead, their adult children and their little grandchildren planned a surprise celebration on their front lawn, safely social distancing. The kids and the grandkids made 50 small signs with things they were grateful for or sweet memories regarding their Nana and Papa. And then they placed those 50 signs all over the front yard. It filled their yard. Well, it brought our neighbors to tears and all of us neighbors, too, because we all stayed safely social distancing on our porches and cheered and celebrated with them. You know, I have a feeling that as lovely as a wonderful vacation would have been to celebrate their 50th anniversary, that it would pale in comparison to those 50 precious signs of gratitude and memories that they received from their sweet family. Had it not been for this COVID-19 interruption, our neighbors would not have received those 50 precious messages. You know, I'll bet that you have examples or have seen or experienced similar examples yourself of how this COVID-19 interruption has provided an opportunity for you to engage with someone in a way you would not have if things were, quote-unquote, normal. Social distancing has given us opportunities to be more creative and generous and even frequent with communication with our families and our neighbors and our workplaces. I know many of you have probably given food or face masks or Purell or other supplies to help your neighbors or your community. And many of you, I know, have given funds to organizations to help with the greater needs of others in the community and the world. I know many of your businesses and companies have provided funding and fundraisers and organizations to give funds to for this. And no doubt this interruption has caused all of us to spend more time on our knees in prayer for our nation and our community, our neighbors, our families, and ourselves. You know, most all of these things we would not have done to this degree if not for this COVID-19 interruption. So can good come out of a bad situation? Absolutely, when God is in it. Now, to be clear, God did not cause this pandemic, but God has allowed it, and He has decided to allow it to interrupt our lives in this season at this time. God has chosen us to be the ones He will partner with through this. He could have chosen another time, another generation, but He chose us, and He chose now to allow this. You know, when God moves, we, His people, are wise to join Him. He wants to use us to be a vessel to show the world His love, His mercy, His grace through this. God is providing us with opportunities in this COVID interruption to be His hands and feet. So as we pray to follow God's purpose, He's showing us that for right now, the way we fulfill His purpose may look a little different than it, quote unquote, normally does. You know, we social distance, wear masks right now, but there are new opportunities that we would not have if not for such a time as this. Well, you know, our friend Jonah, the prophet, discovered this in his life also. You'll remember from our discussion last week that the prophet Jonah was living at a time when God's people Israel were experiencing great prosperity. Times were really good, and God had given Jonah to be the prophet who brought that good news of these prosperous times to the people. Jonah was living a good life, and so was everybody around him. And then God brought an interruption into Jonah's life. God gave Jonah a new assignment. But when Jonah heard where God wanted him to go, Jonah was not happy. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Well, Nineveh was a place the Israelites despised, and that's putting it lightly. They despised Nineveh because for generations, the Ninevites had brutally attacked the Israelites at every occasion. Brutally attacked them, tortured and terrorized them for generations. It was the last place any Israelite wanted to go. Jonah was so opposed to going to Nineveh that he went as far in the other direction as he could possibly go, all the way to Tarshish, the complete opposite direction of Nineveh. But Jonah learned that no matter how far, you cannot run away from God. Let's take a look at that. In Jonah chapter 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, "Go to this great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a boat bound for that port, and after paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us and we will not perish." Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, "Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What did you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land." Well, this terrified them, and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running from the Lord because he'd already told them so. Well, the sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Well, instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. And then they cried out to the Lord, "Oh, Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, O Lord, have done as you pleased." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. Well, God sent a storm to help redirect Jonah's thinking. And did you notice it was the pagan captain and crew that had to wake up Jonah and tell him to pray to his God to calm the storm? Boy, Jonah had gotten pretty far away. You see, Jonah was wearing the badge of a believer, but he wasn't acting like one. Oh, that tramples on my toes a little bit. Does it you? God has a message for me in that one. You know, Jonah did, though, make a tiny comeback when he finally admitted who he was and whose he was. And then these non-believing crew members became believers in the one true God. You know, God doesn't waste a storm or a COVID interruption. Priscilla Schreier, the author of the book Life Interrupted, puts it this way in her book. She writes, quote, "Thank God for the storm." Have you ever said those words? It's not a statement we'd ever expect to make. When we're in the midst of a crisis, when we're encountering the interruption within the interruption, the loss seems too severe, the pain is too strong, the setback feels too final and irreversible. It's all so terribly depressing. And yet God has certainly succeeded at getting our attention, hasn't he? Anything less turbulent might not have been enough, but now he's radically changed our perspective. No, to be sure, God did not cause this pandemic, as we've said, but He has allowed it, and He will use it for our good and for His glory. God has chosen now, and He has chosen us to be the ones He will work through to show Jesus to the world. So the question is, can a pandemic be a privilege? Oh, it can, when God is in it. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First tele-Bible study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.